At the movies this week, we'll discover a high school hero who's finally found his way home. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. For years, Marvel's Avengers have battled bad guys and dominated at the box office, but they've been missing a pretty high-profile member of their team. Finally, though, after way too many ho-hum adventures in his own separate world, Spider-Man is finally where he belongs, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, for Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming catches up with Tom Holland's Peter Parker months after making his official superhero debut. Though he's anxiously awaiting his next mission, the call never comes, so he passes the time by attempting to fight petty crime while waiting for something bigger. One evening, he encounters men using strange weapons, and, as he investigates deeper, it leads him to the Vulture, played by Michael Keaton, who's been stealing alien technology to build weapons for the black market. Now, each hero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe has his own style, which makes his films stand out from the others. And Spider-Man Homecoming once again feels completely different, while still fitting neatly into the universe. It's action-packed and fun-filled, it's young and geeky, and it's bursting at the seams with teenage exuberance and enthusiasm. And that's exactly as it should be. After all, Peter Parker is a 15-year-old kid who lives in an apartment with his aunt. He's a teenager with grown-up abilities, and that leads to plenty of conflict as he constantly ignores everyone's advice, getting himself deeper and deeper into trouble. The story, meanwhile, isn't as big and explosive as other Avengers movies, because Peter is still growing as a superhero. And its somewhat smaller scale gives the film a more personal, intimate feel that will endear audiences to the character for what we can only hope will be many more adventures to come. But is it worth slinging webs with this teenage crime fighter? It sure is. With its lovably naive young hero, its easygoing sense of humor, and its often nerve-wracking action, Spider-Man Homecoming is everything it should be. Fans of Spider-Man, Marvel superheroes, or popcorn blockbusters in general won't be disappointed. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Before choosing to make Spider-Man Homecoming, Sony reportedly considered asking former Spider-Man director Sam Raimi to direct another trilogy. In the end, though, they seem to have made the right decision for the character. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including more of the summer's best action, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.